Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Against Memphis in Game 6. Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Trent Tucker's got a ring to his name. He knows how this stuff works. Ran over the health club yesterday. So we got to talk about this, Trent, because this Game 6 is too important not to talk about. Not just too important this week or this season, but in the big picture, the Minnesota Timberwolves organization, if they could find a way to win this series and forget what they do against Golden State, what that would do for this franchise would be transformative. And you don't get very many transformative kicks at the pianata, as they say. Trent, were you ever down 3-2 and came back and won a series that you recall?
Yeah, 1990, I was down 2-0. And at that time, the first round was best of five.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
And we were playing the Boston Celtics. And the first two games in Boston, they blew us out. We kind of looked into the playoffs, not playing well, not a ton of confidence, team not connected together. So we go to Boston for games 1 and 2, and they probably beat us by an average of 25 points or more. We go back to Madison Square Garden for game number 3. Everybody thinking, well, you know, it's just a formality, you know, is this thing is going to end tonight, okay? And Kenny Walker, who is not known as a 3-point shooter, we up by 2 and what about, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 seconds left in the game. Shot clock's running down. He throws up a 3-point shot from 25 feet, knocks it down. We go up by 5. We win the game by 3. Now we go into game 4. All of a sudden, we got new life. We got confidence. We feel better about ourselves. The Garden is alive. We blow out the Celtics in game 4 by 25 points in Madison Square Garden.
Now you're going back to Beantown, huh?
Now we're going back to Beantown for a decisive game 5. At that time, only 4 teams had ever come back from being down 2-0 to win the playoff series in the best of 5. We beat the Celtics in game 5 by 12, 14 points on the home floor.
Really?
And, you know, that shot Kenny Walker makes, we get confidence. We come out in game 4. You thought that we were the best team in the NBA. And then we go to Boston. It's a nip and tuck game. I think I hit a 3-point shot to put us up by 3 in the fourth quarter. And we never looked back from there.
Now, you're playing against a former Gopher, Kevin McHale, right?
Yeah.
And Larry Bird, of course. What was it like for you to play?
And Dennis Johnson.
And Dennis Johnson. But what was it like to play against McHale when you played with him for the Gophers?
You know, it's...
Or does that wear off real quick?
Yeah, and you knew how good he was. And you knew that he was going to be a load for us to deal with. And... But it was nice play against him because he said, hey, you know, here are two guys who played together at one point in time, and they both were good enough to make it to the next level. So that shows exactly how good our team was when I played for the Gophers.
Okay, so now here come the Timberwolves against Memphis. I was out there today, and Chris Finch is very frustrated that his team doesn't rebound better, offensive rebounds in particular. In fact, you know, John Morant almost looks like a hockey player sometimes, like just get a shot on net, and then if I miss it, there'll be somebody there for the rebound in the basket. Sometimes that's what it looks like he's playing out there. But that being said, the question that I asked Chris Finch today is rebounding about length or is it something else? And then he said it's about toughness, having tough dudes that are willing to punch first. We don't see as many seven-footers, Artis Gilmore, McHale, that kind of length anymore. What is rebounding about, first of all? Can you rebound well with a small lineup?
It's about technique. It's about when the shot goes up, and I was taught this from early days on as a basketball player. When the shot goes up, the first thing you do, you locate the man that you're guarding.
And box him out.
Locate him first, box him out, and then go find the basketball. What happens to a lot of kids in today's game, when the shot goes up, they lose sight of the man they're guarding. They follow the flight of the basketball. So then they walk into a space not knowing where their man is coming from, and then all of a sudden the offense player, you know, gets a running start in the open lane to get to the offensive glass. And then when it becomes a jumping contest, more times than not, he's going to win that battle. So it's all about technique. It's all about fundamentals. It's all about going back to the basics. When you play at this time of the year, it's the small things that will get you beat. And if you lack fundamentals, if you lack technique, that's how you can lose a playoff series.
Brandon Clark, what does he do? Because it seems like, and there are certain guys like this, Bobby Jackson used to be like this, you can't explain, why is the ball always coming off to him? What do you see from him?
He's active. He chases, he tracks the ball down because there's nobody blocking him out. So when the shot goes up, he understands where the ball is going to come from, off the rim, if it's a miss. So he gets a running start. So he has a clear vision of where the ball is going to go. And the guy that's guarding him has no sight, has no awareness, has no sight of where he's at. So when you get that running start, he's already athletic. So now he gains that one step advantage that he needs to get in position to offensive rebound.
Okay. The second part of this is, and all the players seem to I mean, they echo it. It's an echo chamber, but nobody does anything about it. They call it, you know, hero play at the end of games. Everybody wants to be the hero. And they're taking the ball and they're deciding they're going to decide this thing, and they end up with a lot of bad shots. Why not just call plays in the last 2 minutes? And I know that even if you call a play, and I asked Chris about this as well today, that you still have, the point guard has the option. So if he thinks he can get to the basket like D'Angelo Russell the other night and end up with a terrible shot, you still have that as part of the option, even if you call a play. But can't you call plays that require movement and passing at certain parts of the game?
You should be able to. I mean, you know, do the Wolves have a go-to play, you know, in the last 3 to 4 to 5 minutes when they're trying to hold on to a lead? Do they have plays they can call where the best player now is in a position to touch the ball, you know, where he puts the defense on notice? You know, I saw, you know, in the fourth quarter of game number 5, when the Wolves were trying to hold on to the lead, Karl Anthony Towns was standing in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
D'Angelo Russell was going one-on-one. Anthony Edwards was going one-on-one. Other guys were taking crazy wild shots as if they were down by 10 or 12 or 14 points. And when you're trying to hold on to a lead, or you're nursing a 8 to 9 to 10-point lead, now you have to come down and execute. You have to know where you're going to go with the basketball. And in the fourth quarter against Memphis, especially in game number 5, the Wolves had no idea where the ball was going to go.
You hear this about Towns, that he wants to post up too high, that he needs to go low from time to time and then either draw contact or make a play. But that's just not his nature. He wants to bring it out. He doesn't want to go low block, so to speak, in the traditional sense that we know. Does he need to go lower sometimes?
Well, the play designed for him to catch the ball out high. You know, they run pick and roll, right? Where's he set the pick at? He set the pick at 28 feet, so he can't get down low.
You can't get low from there.
No, so he pops out to the mid-range. He catches the ball to 15, 17 feet. He never starts on the basket. There are no cross screens. There are no down screens. So in the game today, primarily, the big guy, if he's good offensively, he's always setting the pick and roll. He's picking and popping. You very rarely see a big guy pick and roll to the basket or a guy catches the ball on the block. Karl Anthony Towns, when the game is on the line, they should have some sort of play where there's a cross screen for him where he comes from one block to the next block. He catches the ball. Now if the double team comes, he can locate Mike and see where the double team is coming from.
Okay, so
now you got guys who are in a position where they can catch and shoot. You know, when you have your perimeter players with the shot clock running down and they have to dribble the basketball 4, 5, or 6 times, that's going to end up to be a bad shot. Only so few guys that I've ever seen, you know, throughout the history of basketball, are able to take 5, 6, 7, 8 dribbles and beat the defense and make plays. Those guys are far few in between. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, maybe Elgin Baylor. But we don't have that guy on our team. Now, if Karl Anthony Towns catches the basketball and you come with the double team, he makes a kick out pass to Anthony Edwards. Now the defense guy decides, do I run and take the 3-point shot away? He can ball fake now and get into the lane off of 1 or 2 bounces and make a play going to the rim. He doesn't have to take more than 2 dribbles. If the play is set up right and force the defense to, and once the defense has to shift, now you can find an open shot or you can find driving angles to the basket.
Trent Tuck is our guest. Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. Trying to decide who to make the number one pick overall for the second year, Trayvon Walker and Aiden Hutchinson, the two most off-mentioned names, both one an edge rusher, but one's a defensive lineman from Georgia, and of course Aiden Hutchinson from Big Ten country in Michigan, who will keep you updated as this thing moves along, the Vikings with the number 12 overall pick. Okay, so D'Angelo Russell makes that terrible play the other night and gets a bad shot. What can a coach tell him? How do you control a veteran point guard like that to try to get him to do something different?
I would put Jared McLaughlin in the game with him.
Mm-hmm. At that time in the game, the last couple minutes, you mean?
Yeah, and put the ball in McLaughlin's hands because he's going to run the offense.
And then Russell becomes, and he is a skilled shooter, but he becomes a shooter instead of a decision maker.
There you go. And all of a sudden now, instead of him thinking that you're trying to show him up or you're trying to embarrass him by taking him out of the game.
He's still in.
You put the ball in the hands of somebody else who will come down and make the simple play. McLaughlin will make the simple play. The offense will stabilize when he's in the game is because he's going to go to the right place at the right time with the basketball. So now you get D'Angelo Russell off the ball, and if the ball swings back to him, now he's got the defense running at him so he can ball get up under, or he can take the open jump shot. So now you give him options where he doesn't have to think too much or try to do too much to get a shot off.
All right, so you got the ball, and you got a tie game, and you're going for the win. And you've got McLaughlin, you've got Russell on the floor, you've got Anthony Edwards, you've got Karl Anthony Towns, and let's just say Vanderbilt's there for just in case somebody misses as a possible offensive rebounder. What play would you call?
I would go back to an old play that we ran for Bernard King back in the 80s. But the play called 42, okay? And what 42 was that point guard would take the ball in the wing, okay? Two guard would go down as if he was going to post up. He would go all the way across the lane on the other side of the rim and set the screen for the big guy to come across. The big guy doesn't move until the guard gets all the way across the lane. You're going to pick the man. If they switch, hold that basketball as the point guard on that wing, let Karl Anthony Towns stop in the middle of the lane. And if they force you to the block, now you catch the basketball. We got 10, 12, 13, 14 seconds on the shot clock. Now you got to catch the ball and turn low kick. If a little guy's on you, catch the ball, turn and shoot as quick as you can because Memphis has no one on their team. If Karl Anthony Towns catches the ball at 4 to 6 feet from the basket, they have nobody that can block his shot. He has wonderful low post moves. So, Mike, put him in a position to make the shot. Now, if you don't like that action, have the 4 guy come down and set a screen down on Anthony Edwards. You pop him up to 15 feet and say go to work from there.
Okay, so if
that play
for the Timberwolves to win tomorrow, what has to happen?
For one, they have to get off to a good start because it's going to be the crowd is going to be is going to be energetic. It's going to be off the rafters in that place. Get off to a good start, but they know if they get off to a good start, they know Memphis is going to make a run. They're going to have to control their emotions. They're going to have to keep Memphis off the offensive glass. They're going to have to get to those 3-point shooters. And tomorrow night, my only major concern going into game number 6, did Ja Morant wake up after game number 5?
Uh-huh.
Because for 4.5 games or 4 games and 3 quarters, you know, he was not the player that everyone was talking about. And then all of a sudden, in the end of the third quarter, when he gets the big slam dunk, and into the fourth quarter, he became that guy once again. Will he become that guy tomorrow night when he has a free game to play with? So I think that the Wolves are going to have to play a complete basketball game for 48 minutes, and Karl Anthony Towns is going to have to stay out of foul trouble for one, and then he's going to have to be at his best.
Trent, appreciate it very much. Always good to visit with you, my friend.
Anytime, Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.